Okay, first patient we're going to do is going to be Mr. George Webb, GEORGEWEBB. Date of birth is 12/19/47. Patient was seen yesterday, what was yesterday, the 16th? 16th of September. Our patient is a 75-year-old gentleman with history of diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, COPD, severe. Lived with a lady, a caretaker who has been taking advantage of him and his money situation. So he's now in the process of moving in with a man that he's known for 45 years and is like his son to him, period. He's never been married. He's never had any kids. He's a smoker, continues to smoke, and continues to drink. He says when he can get some alcohol, period. New paragraph, you find him to be short of breath when he's sitting in his recliner. He's awake but confused. He's having shortness of breath, worsening shortness of breath with any kind of movement. He has a cigarette in his lap, a pack in his lap, but he's not currently smoking. Period. His review of system is consistent with shortness of breath, weakness, tiredness, chest pain with shortness of breath, leg swelling, cough at all times. By the way, he was coughing the whole time when he was being examined, and weakness with worsening shortness of breath with any type of activity and anginal symptoms. Allergy, none. Medications, he has diabetes medication, high blood pressure medication, he has an inhaler. And he has seizure medication, but they're not available to us at this time since he was just moved here. And the woman that he was with that was taking advantage of his money situation allegedly has not released his meds. The gentleman in question is going to call the police tomorrow and go get pick up his medication because he needs it at this time. Period. In paragraph, last hospitalization was for congestive heart failure, hypertension, heart disease. Which are his morbidities as well. Family history, mom died of some kind of seizure. He doesn't know what dad died of. Allergy, none. Surgery, he has some kind of a stent placed in his heart. He thinks on the left side, but he's not sure. Social, once again, he's not married, doesn't have any children. Used to work at for the city here in Houston. Patient is definitely homebound. He's not driving, and has lost weight because of decreased appetite. The caretaker tells me that he likes to sit and smoke most of the time and is ready to die, period. On exam, Mr. Webb has a blood pressure of 160 over 92, pulse is 100, respiration is 20. O2 sat sitting is at 92, period. On exam, his heart tachycardic, S3 gallop can be appreciated, lungs shallow, breath sounds, ronchi roused bilaterally, abdomen is soft, but cannot rule out ascites, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Neurological, he's moving off for extremities, but he's quite weak. Assessment, here we have a 75-year-old gentleman, clearly with end-stage COPD, with marginal O2 sat. I believe he's a candidate for oxygen. I would like to check his oxygen with activity. I believe it will be below 86. He also has a NEB machine that he doesn't have with him at this time. He's in desperate need of albuterol and nebulizer machine. His blood pressure is one of his comorbidities, as well as his diabetes need to be treated. His medications are not with him, as well as his seizure medication, which lack of those medications can be deadly, period. The paragraph, caretaker promises that by the end of the day today, they'll have his medication. With the help of police, and he will send me a picture of all his medications ASAP, period. The paragraph, patient is definitely a candidate for hospice care at home. He does not want to go to the hospital. He doesn't want any further care. He wants to be kept comfortable at home. He's not interested in quitting smoking. I told him that he cannot smoke and use oxygen at the same time, and he says that's why the doctors in the past have not put him on oxygen. Period. New paragraph. He definitely does need nebulizer treatment. He definitely has pulmonary hypertension associated with JVD and lower extremity edema. He has corpulmonale, which causing more shortness of breath. His diabetes needs to be brought under control. He complains of leg pain and leg swelling related most likely to a diabetic neuropathy, the edema related to pulmonary hypertension, and most likely sleep apnea, which is in play at this time as well, period. New paragraph is expected to do poorly and meets the criteria for hospice care at home with most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.